Can y'all play that for me?
The senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And so he said, with all loving kindness and meekness, with long suffering and forbearing, love one another. And we got to get back to loving one another. And we're in a terrible situation right now. I don't know if I can, but I'll just tiptoe on this part. Election day is coming close. And we need to come together. Too much hatred, too much division, too much idolatry. It's time to, even this passage of scripture is talking about unifying, coming together for one cause. It says enduring to keeping the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace. What is it that I need in this life? Yes, I can use some money, but give me peace. In other words, the people call it shalom. Means nothing missing, nothing broken. And the scripture goes on to say, there is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Body of Christ is one body. but it has many members. You are part of that body. You may not be the eye, you may not be the ear, the nose, you are part, but the part that you are is significant. Just because you're not the eye doesn't mean that you're not important. Just because you're not the ear or the mouth does not mean that you are important, because the mouth can't do what the fingers and hands can do. Only you can do what God called. Know what God has called you to do. As I say, get in your lane and read your own lines. And so, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. He's given us grace. What is grace? Unmerited favor. T.D. Jakes says it all the time. Favor isn't fair. Think about it. It's not fair. But see, God's children ought to walk in favor. You should be able to walk in chaotic situations and circumstances, and just you walking in should change the atmosphere. Passed by a I was in a funeral procession, and I'm going to show you something. Even the winos respect God. The funeral procession passed by. They were up under the tree playing dominoes and drinking beer. But when the funeral procession passed by, they put their cans down and took their hats off and placed their hand across their hearts as the funeral procession passed by. Even the winos honor the Lord. And so God is calling all of us to be a part of this. And now that he ascended, what is it but that he descended first into the lower parts of the earth, and he descended into the same also that he ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. And when he did, that's when he gave the gifts to the church. He gave the gifts, he gave them five gifts. And we know those five gifts as what? The fivefold ministry. Don't be afraid to talk to me. There are no wrong answers. You can't get it wrong. If you get it wrong, we'll put you back on course. Fivefold ministry. The apostle. The prophet. The evangelist. See, each one has a specific role. But I'm going to labor just a little bit on the pastor. His role is to cover and govern the sheep, the flock. That's his role. Now, the apostle and the prophet evangelist, they work with him. But he is responsible for the flock. He is responsible feeding and sharing and caring and nurturing. That's why they call him the shepherd. And you notice that the shepherd always has a staff. Not talking about elder in his office. I'm talking about the rod that he has. And that staff is used for correction, to keep them in line. And you notice on the end, there's a hook. The hook is to bring you back when you're out of line or out of order. See, that's where most of us rebel. We don't like to be corrected. We don't want to be subject to someone bringing order in our lives. But if you're going to live in this life, you've got to learn how to function in a spirit of order. And that's his job, to bring you back into order. And look how important you are to him. He'll leave the 99 to go get that one. As a kid, I struggled with that, because I couldn't understand, why would he leave 99 good sheep to go get that bad one? It looks like the bad one always gets the most attention. But he left the 99 because they had protection. They had each other to cover them while he was going to get, that bad one. Yeah, it looks like the bad one gets all the attention, but see, the good one, you already have what the bad one needs. And so he brings him back and places him among you that you could even help nurture him. Because sometimes we can get it closer from one another than we get it from our leader, because somehow or another we put up a barrier in front of us and our leaders. But our leaders have our best interests at heart. And so at this appointed time, God is calling each and every one of us. Some of you, I tell you what you can do this week. Go help someone go to the poll. They just need a ride. Take them to the poll. Don't drop them off. Stay there and wait on them. Don't be like, that. You remember that man, they would bring him to the church. They drop him off every Sunday so he could beg. They get him dressed and crippled, they dress him and bring him to the church and drop him off so he could beg. No one ever took the time to take him inside. I preached a sermon on that one time, Pastor. A blind man, a sick society, and two broke preachers. A blind man, crippled, a sick society, two broke preachers. But I'm glad they were broke. Because when he looked at him, he said, silver and gold we don't have. But what I have, I'll give it to you. He said, in the name of Yeshua, stand up on your feet and start walking. See, sometimes it takes that boldness to tell that person to get up out of your circumstance. See, you got to stop playing patty cake with them sometimes. You got to stop trying to pat them on the back and tell them, get up. Stand on your feet and walk. And he didn't realize that he could walk. Until the man of God told him, I ain't giving you no change. I don't have a bill to give you. If I got a bill, it's going to be my light bill or water bill. I don't have a dollar bill. Get up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stand on your feet and walk out your life. God didn't call you to beg. God called you to be prosperous. Whatever you need, God's got it. And whatever you're seeking and looking for, it's already on the inside of you. And when Pastor brings correction in your life, it should stir that gift up on the inside of you that causes you to straighten up and fly right. Think about it this morning. Time waits for no man. And Pastor, I had a little revelation because I just had a birthday the other day. And I'm 70 years old. And I turn around and I begin to look back and I said, I don't see a whole lot that I've accomplished in these 70 years. But I'm beginning to see the value of the little things that I did accomplish. May not have the silver and gold, the house on the hill, the flashy car, but I still get around. It's good to be seen and not viewed. You'll get that tonight about 10 o'clock. Good to have your health and your strength. And so I'm grateful this morning for the little bit. Doesn't take a whole lot to make me happy now. It's the little things. But I want to pray with someone this morning, because when I was saying something in my prayer, I said, what about me? There are two or three others in here this morning that you feel that same way. I said that to God myself.